Morning Ireland, 7.5 minutes to nine, and we're all looking forward to this evening, really, because artists, musicians and performers all across the country will be celebrating Culture Night. It's 19 years since Culture Night began, and it really has grown as a celebration for everyone from all walks of life being invited to come and join the fun in events that are free of charge and held, like I say, all around the country. And our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke, it's going to be a busy night for you.
It is indeed. I call it the big adventure, right? Because what I love about Culture Night and what you invite everyone to do is to stay local or go into their nearest big town and just walk and pop in and drop in. And, you know, you have the big events, right? You have things like, say, the National Concert Hall in Dublin, offering percussion workshops, pop-up choir experiences. But then you have things like, you will love this. I went to visit the Dublin Ink Tattoo Parlour on Georgia Street, right?
And what are you saying I should get a tattoo? Because there's enough of them in my house and not on me. Although Dave, our sound up, is and he's got lovely ink, actually, in fairness to him.
Dave, but anyway. Dave is a proud ambassador for the ink. No, well, I can. How about this, right? How about you go in there and they let you tattoo a banana for safety? So if you go online, you'll see our Culture Nighted banana, right? So it's a very sweet way for children to get a chance to hold the pen and do the ink bit, but on a banana. So there's no regrets the next morning. There's no dodgy aftermath the next morning. Then say, for example, up in the Abbey Theatre, they're opening their doors into the dress rehearsal. They did a lottery for this, Anya. 1,000 people applied in a few minutes, really, to get a place. 50 people are getting to sit in on dress rehearsal. And that's huge for them because dress rehearsals are sensitive. It's where you're working out the problems. Usually you're doing it away from the gaze of the public. But in this case, they decided to open the doors for Gráinne, their big show next week. Then in Cork, love this, an upcycling record workshop. I'd save some vinyl in your house. Bring it along and they'll upcycle it with you. On the way, you pop into Bus Éireann Station in Cork where there's music happening. So it's that idea. That's what they love. There are over 1,700 events last year. They're expecting even more this year. It's about getting out there, sticking your nose in and getting access maybe to places that you don't kind of usually get to go to. Like over 1.2 million people took part in Culture Night in some shape or form last year. And look at the weather today. It's going to be wonderful. And I think it's going to be much, much higher again.
It really is fantastic. And it's something over the 19 years that's really caught the public imagination. So many people do take part and do go to see things on Culture Night now. And like you say, it's the fact that it's happening all over the country. For instance, you're in Waterford this morning, aren't you, Evelyn?
That's right. I'm down in Waterford. We're going to be covering, doing coverage here for Waterford for the day. And, you know, here, this is a great example of what you can do. I mean, it's that thing of access. It's letting you see behind the door places you mightn't usually go to. Like here in Waterford, you can go to visit the bell tower at Waterford Christchurch Cathedral. Bells ringing there, of course, since the 1600s. But then later tonight, I think around 11 o'clock, the City of Waterford Brass and Friends are playing music from the 1920s to today. They're calling it their era's tour, like Taylor Swift, in Little Patrick Street car park. Bingo Ascoilge in the book centre at 2 o'clock. And then in Garter Lane, for example, a free English and Irish design workshop. But the big treat really tonight is that the local musical societies and choirs in the whole kind of area outside Waterford City, they are coming together and they're singing in this event called Waterford the Musical. It'll be on right there in the Waterford Cultural Quarter stage in O'Connell Street. I was very lucky. I got to sneak into last minute rehearsals with some of the groups as they're putting finishing touches to the song One More Day from Les Miserables. And all this was happening under the watchful eye of the conductor and owner of the Waterford Centre of Music, Jean Upton.
Let's go from the canon part.
Culture Night tonight. What's the plan?
The plan is the musicals are coming to the streets of Waterford City. I don't know whether you know or not, but Waterford, it's steeped in musical theatre. There's a massive history there. We have the most beautiful, stunning theatre. It's about 240 years old and it never comes out into the streets. It's always behind closed doors. So for Culture Night, the whole theme is our history. We just sat down and put this idea together that we'd bring the musicals out onto the street.
So who's involved? Who's going to be taking to the streets tonight?
There's a whole collaboration of different societies and theatre groups all from Waterford City and surrounding areas. So we've got Waterford Musical Society, our own place, Waterford Centre of Music. It's a stage school. So we have close to 100 kids taking to the streets tonight, singing songs from Matilda and Hamilton. Jack Cunningham Productions, Tremor.
So what was important to you about this mission? Like, what are you trying to achieve with all this?
What I'm really trying to achieve is to bring musical theatre to the man in the street is the ultimate goal. Our lineup and our repertoire tonight are really well known songs. So it's all the big massive hits. There's something for everybody here tonight.
Oh, well done. They got that top note. And it's not just the Southeast, Evelyn. I mean, talk to us, for instance, about some of the highlights in the Midlands and in the West.
Yeah, I mean, for example, in Galway, big events. The Galway Community Circus sounds wonderful, celebrating all diversity there. The Street Art Bash, where public can get their hands dirty with spray paint and create murals. The Arts Officer for Galway there, Ruth Mulhern, organising great stuff there. And then over in Westmeath is Laura McCormack talking to us there. And we'll hear from her in a minute, with great events and lined up there. A tour, you would love this, a tour of the beautiful historical garden at Athlone Castle, which is located at the top of the battlements. Lewin Gallery welcoming visitors there too. So, as I said, so much to hear and say about this. Laura McCormack, the arts officer there, is going to tell us a little bit more now.
If you're interested in music, you can head over to Athlone Library from 5 p.m, where the youth orchestra will be playing. Then at 7 p.m, you can head over to Dead Centre Brewing, which is just on the banks of the Shannon. And there will be an indie gig from Duo Pressurised Container. If you have kids, I would really recommend going over to the Lewin Gallery. So that's the award-winning municipal gallery in the centre of Athlone. And at 6 p.m, there's a child-friendly tour of their exhibition, Tuberculosis. If you want to go a little bit earlier, you could go at 5:30 p.m, where there is a myths and monstrosities workshop where any participants will be asked to kind of create their own monster. So it's a good opportunity for them.
So that's just some examples of some of the fantastic things happening around the country this evening. If you can't get out of your house, you can follow Culture Night with RTE on radio, on TV and online. And Evelyn O'Rourke, enjoy Waterford and enjoy Culture Night.
Thank you so much. It'll be a wonderful night.
It certainly will.